10. The Festi Razzini Industrial Complex, the park and the cycle path. You are now in the public park of the Festi Razzini Hamlet, and you can enjoy a break before resuming your journey to get to know Villa Donia. At the park, you can get to the bank of the Serio River and walk along the bike and pedestrian path that crosses through the village. Near the park, in the Festi Razzini district, is the Church of Santa Maria Nascente. Built with a single nave in 1990, it has simple yet modern lines with exposed brick masonry. Inside, the white and yellow marble flooring is striking, despite lacking any artistic or architectural decoration. Festi Razzini is a purely residential and industrial area. In the second half of the 19th century, at the same time as the unification of Italy, an industrial development took place through the introduction of businesses operating in the textile sector that soon set up and became established in the area. The main one of these was Festi Razzini itself. Founded in 1889 and run by the homonymous Festi and Razzini families of Milanese industrialists, it began to attract numerous inhabitants of neighboring villages, allowing a considerable increase in the number of residents in the municipality. In fact, the number, which had remained almost unchanged between 1861 and 1881, rose from 643 to 666, doubled at the end of the century, reached 1,364 in 1901, then 2,016 in 1921. The manufacturing hub was located on the right bank of the Serio, and thanks in part to the exploitation of the river waters in the Valcella area of Ardesio, it was equipped with 8,000 spindles and guaranteed work for hundreds of workers, making it the third largest textile group in Lombardy. Most of the buildings in the hamlet were built for the managers of Festi Razzini and the workers' families. The idea behind the company was in fact to create a sort of workers' village, building a boarding school for workers who lived in other villages, a nursery school and a primary school, and establishing other services for workers' families. From the second half of the 1900s onwards, the textile factories underwent drastic downsizing until they were closed completely. In the meantime, the businesses connected with the textile industry were joined and replaced by businesses operating in the mechanical, mechanical textile, and artisan sectors. In July 1944, the village of Villa Donia was the scene of two roundups by Nazi fascist soldiers who were looking for partisans who had taken refuge in the area. The roundup caused the death of five people and the destruction of the village of Valzurio. You are now coming to the house of the Blessed Alberto, in the place of the same name.